This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Katie, wedding dresses, pins for you.
You're like, hey, Jack, look at this.
We should swipe through Hinge and like find a hot guy and be like, come to my Christmas party on Saturday at this time.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
Which is a sex club, but it's normal during normal hours.
We're going to lock all of the future Sanford investment bankers in Rose Jail and he's fucked. He's fucked. Live and rolling on Katie's floor. The girls are fresh off some warm and not so warm trips.
Yeah,
it's true.
Colby and I's trips were like polar opposites.
That is true. I didn't really think of that. You were literally on the beach and I was wearing 3 sweaters and a jacket.
You guys are basically on opposite sides of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Walk us through Nantucket in the winter. Like, do people go?
Yeah, the Christmas stroll and the 4th of July are like the two biggest weekends on Nantucket. It was so cute and fun, honestly. It was a gorgeous winter day. It was about 30 degrees and sunny. We were walking around, I don't know, like 9:30, and we went somewhere to go grab a coffee. And while we were in there, the power went out, but it just flickered for a second and then came back on.
Just the coffee shop or like the entire island?
Well, so we were just in this one place. And so we thought that it was a little glitch. And then we walk back into town. It was on the Brant Point side of town. So it was like one side of Main Street had power and the other side didn't. And then a lot of the restaurants are on the side that didn't have any power. So I honestly feel terrible for all of the businesses that couldn't open because it was like a major, major day for them.
How long did it last?
The power never came back on. It turned back on mid-afternoon on Sunday, finally.
So how many days total was it out?
Like a day and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was Saturday to Sunday, like the main days. Saturday is when they do, Santa like comes in on a boat and they do a little parade in town.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then, yeah. And so we had a brunch reservation somewhere and they originally called and said that they weren't going to be able to open. They were operating on a delay. And then they called me back and said that they were serving a very limited menu and it would be cash only because the card readers weren't working, obviously. It wasn't the full Christmas stroll experience. But
because of the power outage,
like everywhere was so packed, you couldn't get in. You couldn't get in anywhere. Mm.
Why did the power go out? I'm really curious.
It was something underground. I forget what it's called, but National Grid was digging it up and working at it overnight and brought in.
Oh, yeah.
Advanced crews. It honestly is so sad for the businesses.
People said that's literally our Super Bowl. Absolutely crushing. Downtown businesses left reeling from power outage.
It was crazy, though. Like, once the sun went down, which literally was at 4 o'clock, it was so cold outside.
But yeah, I can't even imagine being one of those businesses, like, trying to do anything when it's that cold.
That's so sad.
And then you could see inside there were workers there because I think they were still waiting to see if the power was going to come back on, because you know when that stuff happens, the updates from whatever company it is,
Spectrum,
if it's National Grid,
Verizon, like 2 hours,
whoever, they're like, oh, we'll get this back up and running soon, and Yeah. A lot of the people in town that work at other businesses that we were in were saying it happens sometimes. They usually get it up and running pretty quickly, but this was obviously a bigger issue. So that stunk. Oh, man. But
that kind of sounds like an Ellen Hildebrand novel. Like, yeah. I'm like picturing like the, you know, like the waiters or waitresses like in the restaurants where the power's out. Like, it's, that's just so an Ellen Hildebrand novel.
It was so
like the power
dark.
Going out, and then like, you know, there being a mysterious disappearance, like someone disappeared, someone got murdered, someone is making out with someone else that they shouldn't be. Such an Ellen Hildebrand novel.
Unnamed brunette spotted with
unnamed brunette. Nameless brunette, I think, is what we landed on.
Oh yeah, nameless brunette.
Ellen isn't writing books anymore. Like,
it's
in
too
her,
bad you just gave her a plot.
In her usual genre, she's like doing a boarding school, which I'm excited about, boarding school series with her daughter, but this would have been perfect for her. Unless maybe she already has a book about that. She very well could. Yeah. She has like 39 novels.
That's insane.
So
could have been about a power
outage.
Did you
see her while you were in Nantucket?
I did not, but I also don't know what she looks like to recognize her. We were focused on the shopping and the browsing.
Did you buy anything good?
I didn't buy anything. A lot of just hanging with the fam. It was good. It was chill.
I love that for you.
That sounds delightful.
The season has really decimated my bank account. I really, I went a little crazy, I feel like, this year. And I haven't even bought gifts for anybody yet. I went crazy on myself.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even kidding.
You're
I'm
running
not.
Out of time.
I know.
Oh my God. You live life on the edge.
Yeah.
I already bought all my presents. I'm done.
I'm envious of you. Yesterday, I literally screamed because I remembered that I had forgotten about the berry sale. So if you follow me on Instagram,
this?
You know, my like berries boot camp is like my entire personality right now. I'm just like obsessed with it, which I've always been. But right now I'm going like a lot. And every year, literally once per year, they do a crazy sale, the like Barry's holiday sale. And it's like significantly cheaper. Like if a Barry's glass is normally $40 or $50, like you can get it down to like $20 if you buy like a higher pack of glasses. And so every year at the Christmas sale, I usually buy like 50 glasses, which turns out to be a substantial amount of money. So
was it Black Friday? Like, was that the timing of it?
They do it the December 2nd to the 8th or whatever yesterday was. I don't know what day
we're 9th. On.
Today's the 9th?
Today's the 10th.
Okay, so yeah, they do it the 2nd to the 9th.
Oh.
So they do it for a week. And you have that week to kind of buy the thing. But I always wait until the very last minute because one, like, it's $1,600, like, right out of pocket, basically, to buy the 50-pack.
Yeah.
And so I just need to procrastinate until the end until I can mentally get around that I need to buy it. Because, like, if I bought that normally, it'd be, like, I don't know, like, $3,200.
Oh!
Yeah.
My God.
Throughout the year. So I save, like, 50% by just buying it up front. But anyway, so that happened yesterday because I literally screamed out and was like, oh my fuck, like I completely forgot. And then I bought it. So that was like the...
So you got it. You
I really... did. Yeah, I got it last
okay,
night.
So you made it. I was
but that
worried.
Was like the crux of my Black Friday spending. Like I had already spent a shit ton of money. Like I bought those jackets that I sent you guys that I wanted. Did I need those? No.
Merry Christmas to you.
I still have from so you. Many clothes with tags on them in my closet. Like I am addicted to clothes.
Yeah, I know that about you.
It's really bad.
Everyone has a hobby.
And mine is collecting.
Yours is
clothes.
Collecting clothes with tags on them.
With tags on them and never wearing them. It's fine. This too shall pass. But yeah, so now I have to somehow figure out how to buy gifts for people.
I mean, there's a www.google gifts for XYZ.
That was kind of funny.
Like everyone and their mother has a... Gift guide.
True.
Colby keeps completing my sentences. She just knows what I'm going to say. Everyone and their mother has gift guides. And I feel like everyone's gift guides are so good. Like, I have not made a single one for my followers or anything. I get, like, stage fright that, like, my gift guide's not going to be as good as other people's. So I just don't do it.
That's so funny.
I'm like, well, what if it's not good enough? Okay, I just won't do it.
I feel like the people have to be asking for your gift guides.
People ask me. People DM me and ask me, like, specific things. Like, One girl asked me yesterday, she was like, I have this like winter formal and we have the same body type and I need like a couple of dress ideas. She gave me a budget and I just fully like just went ham and like shopped for her pretty much. Like I'm kind of like a personal shopper, but like in the DMs.
Wait, but Katie, I feel like you are the best gift giver. Like I feel like you would make a great gift guide.
Yeah, but I can't give up all my tricks. That's the thing. Like I, you know, got to keep it.
You just got to give the vibe, like the gift list
keep it
can
close
be kind
to the
of
chest.
Like a vibe.
Yeah, well,
You know, if you're going to buy Jack like a ring, it doesn't have to be like the exact ring you're buying him. It can be some inspo on some things you're looking at.
I don't know if I'd ever buy Jack a ring.
I don't know why I use, I don't know why a ring is the first thing that came to my mind, but.
Jack doesn't wear jewelry, but.
I think it's because I was like looking and Colby was like fiddling with her Aura ring. And I was, and then I was like, if you buy Jack a ring.
If I bought Jack an Aura ring, he'd be like, thanks. And then he just would never wear it. I just don't think he's like, he's the kind of guy to wear a ring. That isn't an engagement ring eventually, or a wedding ring. Oh my God. Men don't wear engagement rings. Isn't that so crazy?
That men don't wear engagement rings.
Like for a full year that you're planning the wedding or 2 years or whatever, like the man is just like out in the world without a ring on.
Unclaimed.
Like literally unclaimed. Like, cause I constantly, like honestly just out of curiosity, but like definitely when I was single was like looking for rings to be like, oh, is he wearing a ring? Is he not? Like, is he claimed or not? You know what I mean? Like, you're out. You're like, oh, he's not married.
Yeah.
Good. Fair game. Like, you never know. They could be in a relationship, but at least we know they're not married. So it is interesting that, like, a guy could totally, like, you know, have, like, a girl with a ring on her finger and not have a ring on his finger.
It's true.
I did see a TikTok once that this girl was explaining her rationale for, I don't want to say making, but, like, asking her fiance to wear a ring. And I was like,
what was the rationale? I'm curious.
I don't know, but the comments were ruthless. People were like, you clearly don't trust him. Like,
yeah, that's seriously.
Moral story is, like, if you are that concerned about your guy not wearing a ring, like, while you're planning the wedding and whatever, like, you need to be in therapy. Like, you have trust issues, or he has given you a reason not to trust him.
Yeah. Sounding like maybe you shouldn't get married.
Yeah.
Without addressing those things.
Yeah. But
I don't think I would care. Maybe I would. I don't know how.
Well, how does it work for you? Like, how do you want it to work?
Well, I guess if it's two guys, like the ring is just the engagement ring. Like when you propose to each other, like those are just the rings that you would wear until.
Yeah. So each other.
Do you both wear, get an engagement ring?
I think so. Mm-hmm. But that's technically the same as a wedding band, or you can get both. Like you remember that couple we went to dinner with? Like, I think they have an engagement with just one ring.
Yeah, I believe so too. I think it's truly just different for every couple.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, I don't know. But I know.
I don't think there's like a standard or a precedent. I think it's like you just do whatever.
Yeah, you, or you might not even do. Like, didn't you see? I feel like someone saw something like on Instagram where two guys were proposing to each other with watches instead of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're the influencers, Joey Zalzig and his ex-husband.
So instead of doing engagement rings, they did watches, which is so chic.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
and then you say that you wanted to do that or something.
And then
when
they
saw it, I was like, "That's really nice."
Then they actually have wedding rings.
Yeah, so their engagement ring was like, "You're so right." I
was
totally
a watch.
About that.
Yeah.
Their engagement ring was a watch, and then on their wedding day, they did rings,
which I think is so cool. Like,
so chic.
Then you have two things too, not just the one thing.
But I do kind of want like two rings. I think, like, I think I want an engagement ring and a wedding band
on the same finger.
Yeah,
together.
But like a. Like a subtle stack. Like, I think I want like a Cartier love band and then like a wrap around of just diamonds.
Ooh, I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
I did see this thing. This girl was posting about how I learned so much on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like so much. It's ridiculous. This girl was talking about how she doesn't want to have her wedding band and her engagement ring stacked because apparently depending on the band you get over time, it like wears down your diamond. Having another ring there, like clanking around, it like wears down.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
depending
me.
On how flush it is to your actual like diamond and whatever.
Yeah, I guess
you get.
It depends on the setting.
Yeah,
too.
But that's why more people are doing, or a lot of, more and more people are doing separate hands. Like they'll do their engagement ring on one hand and then their wedding ring on the other hand.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've noticed that trend.
Which I think is cool, especially if you want like a chunkier wedding band. It's like, yeah, because it can be like a lot, but I kind of like the look of like a lot of things on one finger, like the stack.
I feel like I'm gonna look ugly as hell in a ring.
Like I want it to blind people. Like I want to like walk down the street and them to be like, whoa, I need sunglasses.
But the size of your rock?
Not the size, the sparkle.
The sparkle of your rock?
Well, the sparkle and like the uniqueness. Have you been seeing this trend where it's like, do I look like my ring? On TikTok.
Wait, I've not seen that, but I want to.
It's like a girl's like, they don't hold up the ring at first and then they're like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, they're like, do I look like my ring? Like they'll show their face and then they'll show their ring. And it's like, does my ring correlate with like my look and vibe?
I need you to start screaming that into my phone. Because
I don't know why.
That's the content I want.
Guys, like this has been all on my feed. Like, I don't know what TikTok is trying to tell me. Plus Pinterest keeps popping up with like a little notifications saying Katie wedding dresses, wedding dresses for Katie. I swear I don't even have a board with wedding dresses or like anything pinned. It literally popped up the other day when I was with Jack and it just said Katie wedding dresses pins for you.
You're like, hey Jack, look at this.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my god, I don't know why that just popped up. I'm like, that wasn't
you're
me.
You're like, who put that there? Like,
I swear I wasn't even searching for
you're
them.
You're like, wait, Jack, this so is so funny. Weird. Who put that here?
That's so weird. Wait, what?
Jack's like, oh my god.
Anyway, I feel like before we forget, we must do the intro.
We must.
It's top of my mind.
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
So I'm dying to know about the roses.
Oh my god, the roses.
Because honestly, I kind of missed it when you initially had put this in the group chat. Or like
Colby
in our,
did it. It was Colby's idea.
Like, oh, yeah. What is this, all this stuff about the hinge roses, giving out the roses? Like, what is the rationale? And like, just tell me everything.
Well, I just saw this one girl on TikTok say that she was going to start giving out weekly roses on Hinge.
Why?
Because everybody is in rose jail.
Like all the hot guys.
And you get one rose a week. And so she decided that she was going to be brave and start sending out her weekly rose and making it like a thing with her friends.
That's cute. It's very bachelor coded.
Yeah, exactly.
So now Colby and I have to do it.
Yeah. So now we're sending out our weekly roses.
Okay. So like, what do you think is going to happen?
Every week we should describe the person that we sent our rose
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
and your reasons for sending. Like, what was your main motivator? And like,
that's like a good segment. Yeah, Match Made listeners are so lucky.
You guys are so lucky.
You finally get something new.
We're blessing your ears with actual dating content. Love.
So we can see who accepts our rose. Except I have sent out like a fair amount of them recently because the other week when I was home for Thanksgiving, my home friends and I were looking at Hinge and we were looking at the people to give roses to and we just were sending them out for fun. I think one person actually did accept my rose, but then he didn't message me.
Damn.
Which is so rude because it's like, if you're sending a freaking rose, like I'm doing the most already. Right. Like you can message me.
Literally. So.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. He looked like the type that wouldn't message me.
They would just accept the rose and be like, thank you.
Do you feel like he gets like a lot of roses? Imagine being like the kind of person, like, I mean, at least I never got this experience of getting like many roses. Like I would get like one rose a month, like from someone.
Anytime I get a rose, like, it's
someone
from, like,
gave me, yeah, but I wouldn't get very many roses.
Every time I get a rose, it's from like the most offensive human.
Okay, I was literally about to say the same thing. No, but it's actually true. And then I'm kind of in my head like, okay, if
this is whose standout page I'm showing up on.
Literally.
I need to do better.
I'm like, what the hell? Why is Hinge punishing me? And when they like me and they're giving me a rose and I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't think they're attractive at all. Then I'm thinking about me sending a rose to somebody else. And I'm like, damn, they're definitely looking at me sending a rose and being like, who the fuck is this gremlin sending me a rose?
You're not a gremlin showing up on my Hinge.
No, because I guess that would make sense. Like if I'm technically like the tier above the person sending me a rose, and that means I'm the tier below the person that I'm sending a rose to. So they must be looking at me being like,
well, if I'm
like,
only one tier
scum.
Above the people sending me a rose, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's a problem on its own now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't get how like the algorithm figures out who to put in rose jail.
Okay, so this is basically what happens. I will like somebody, let's say, who went to Stanford and works at an investment bank, and then Hinge will be like, oh shit, Adam liked somebody who went to Stanford, works at an investment bank. So now Hinge is going to be like, Adam likes those types of people. And so now Hinge might slowly put more of those types of people in my bucket so that it can test out if I'm going to like more of those people. If I like all five of the Stanford investment bankers that they put in front of me, Hinge is going to be like, nailed it. Adam likes a Stanford investment banker. We're going to lock all of the future Stanford investment bankers in rose jail, and he's fucked.
Yeah.
He's going to pay for Hinge and it's over for him. Oh my God. I'm not even kidding. That's how that goddamn algorithm works.
But why do I feel like this might be like ignorant, but like, why do I feel like they're all like sexy? Like all the guys in Rosedale were like physically attractive too.
Because
how do they figure out that this guy is physically attractive?
Because
like, how does the robot
racked up a bunch of likes?
Yes, because Hinge will validate that you're an attractive human by the amount of people that are liking you. So if that person is, let's say, getting 20 likes a day, and let's say I'm getting like half a like a day, then Hinge is going to be like, oh, this person's more attractive than Adam, so we're going to kind of stack him higher than Adam, and he's going to be
no
more likely to show up in roses.
No one's more attractive than you, sweetie.
Well, apparently not, because my freaking, the roses I'm getting are from, you know, 65-year-old men.
Every rose has its thorn.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, well, you're trying to make me feel better. I didn't, but no, I appreciate it.
That means like every situation has a negative.
No, literally. I will say I'm like on a Hinge tear though. Like, have you been like racking up Hinge lately?
I've been checking it more frequently, but I literally have no time to go on a date here until January.
Okay, well, that's disappointing.
Because I literally just got back and now have, starting tomorrow, have plans every day until I leave next Thursday.
That's insane. You're too popular.
There's always New Year's Eve.
There is.
What are you doing New Year's Eve? I feel like that's like the line in every movie, The Holiday, Kate Winslet, and
Colby and I can kiss each other.
Yeah.
Jack Black.
I'm
like,
never eating a grape ever again. That was so stupid.
We're eating those damn grapes.
You can. I'm not.
I'm shoving them down your throat. We're going to eat the grapes.
Hey, it worked for a lot of people on TikTok. I've been seeing people do like a video. It's like very cute when they do it. They're like a video of them eating the grapes and then a video of them with
it
their
works
person.
Better for me when I didn't eat the grapes.
Can you cast like one of the spells again? Like get out the candle.
But I need a new one.
Okay, we got to get that. Because we got to exhaust all avenues here because it's getting too much.
Yeah.
I'm getting stressed. I'm drying up.
Same.
Vent, tell us how you really feel.
I just did. Everybody's in rose jail.
I have nothing to live for.
Literally. I have been like diving into old pools again, though, as Adam does.
Yeah, what's the sitch? What's happening?
Well, so that one guy who is low-key one of my clients, and I was like, fuck, I can't like you, but we matched. And then he asked me on a date, and then I ghosted him. And so now I'm feeling guilty about it because he's like a decision maker, one of my clients. And so now I'm like, ooh, I like kind of need to like go on a date with him.
Yeah, shouldn't have done that. Don't so, shit where you eat, honey.
I know, it's not good. But then on my walk over here, I like went back and I said I'm embarrassed I left you hanging here, but I believe a pitch is still in order.
That's a good one.
So we're bringing him back to the front. He updated his pictures and he's actually kind of cute.
Did anything fun and sexy and exciting happen at your holiday party? I'm like, honestly, that is like one of my big regrets of not having like a quote real job. It's like there's no company holiday party.
Yeah, I wish I had a big bash.
Like Margot, because Margot is an influencer but also works a corporate job. She was telling us last night like about her company holiday party and about how like crazy it was. And I'm like, oh, I have so much, like I'm so jealous.
Ours was definitely, it was rowdy.
Like, I feel like so much happens at these parties.
Yeah, there's always stories.
Like, there's definitely,
throughout the year.
In New York City as a whole right now, like, there's probably been, like, some really crazy shit happen at, like, company holiday parties.
100%.
That we will never be privy to, and I'm just jealous. Like, I want to know the tea.
It was such a fun holiday party. Ours is a little bit lower budget production because we're going to Napa the first week of January. So they're sending the entire company to Napa the first week of January, which is really fun.
Wait, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's kind of going to be like our like pseudo holiday party.
That's better anyway.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Is the Napa trip. But they still wanted us to be able to have like an actual holiday party. But it was just a low budget production. So it was at this bar called Harding's around the street from... Wait, didn't I already talk shit about Harding's on the podcast?
Or I think was just to us.
Yeah.
You were talking
you said
shit.
It was like a colonial bar.
It's a colonial inspired bar. But it was so fun and so nice. And I brought Alex and a lot of people like brought significant others and stuff like that. I feel like that's the most fun part about a holiday party is meeting people's significant others. And there were certainly some surprises where I was like, did not expect you to be with, you know, that person or that
Isn't
person.
Isn't that so crazy when they're like the wall is like broken and you see like someone like you like kind of imagine how someone's life is going to be like who their partner is or who their like kids are like and then it's just not what you expect at all and you're like oh my god my brain is shattered
and my brain was certainly shattered for a
like
lot.
I did not expect
so obviously you guys know like I spend a lot of time in the office and so by nature of that like I'm friends with so many of my coworkers and I feel like a lot of us are like besties at this point. And on top of that there's like a million gays in my company. Like everyone is gay and they keep hiring more gays. And so actually there's this one gay who got hired and he had my exact same name. And so everybody was making this joke being like
first and last name.
Just first.
Oh, what? Oh, I was like,
that's not crazy at all.
Your name is Adam.
Objectively, it's crazy given there's 200 people in my company.
No, it isn't crazy.
There's one other Adam.
Adam is the most popular.
That is not crazy at all.
I feel like Adam is a very popular Jewish name, too. And there are so many Jewish people in New York City.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm Jewish also, I feel like. I get a lot of like, oh, you're not Jewish.
Okay, so there's another guy named Adam. Shocking.
Everybody makes jokes being like, ooh, the younger, taller, hotter Adam about the other one because I start freaking out. So everybody's like, oh, there's the younger, taller, prettier, has a boyfriend of 5 years, like perfect Adam.
About you?
No, about the other one.
Oh.
Because then I started to get upset because I don't like competition. When they were about to hire him, I was like, you guys can't hire another.
So they were doing it to be funny.
Yes.
To like make, okay. Exactly. I was like, wait, that's really mean. I would go home and cry.
It's like, it's just like goes to show like we're all like buddies. But anyway, so we go to the holiday party and it's like a bunch of gays, a bunch of people in my company. Like, it was so fun. And we just all got like so turned together. And then I dragged everybody to pieces in the West Village, which is a gay bar. So I was like, mm-hmm. We all, and mind you, our holiday party's on a Wednesday.
You dragged everyone to pieces. That sounds like.
I didn't drag. I was walking around this holiday party with basically a blowhorn being like, we're going to pieces. It's time to go.
Do you go there regularly? I feel like.
I've never heard of pieces.
Yeah, this is like a first.
But at my holiday party for Figma last year, I brought everybody to pieces on the holiday party.
Old habits die
so
hard.
I was like, I feel like people will just have fun at a gay bar, you know?
Yeah.
So I led the pack.
I actually wouldn't know because you've never brought us. We've
never been
so many times.
Have you?
We have begged you to bring us to the gay bar.
So many times we've been like, come on.
To a gay bar. I thought you were talking about my holiday party. I was like, well, no. I would have. I asked Alex to go literally the day of. I would have brought you guys.
No, I mean, the gay bar.
To the gay bar.
The gay bar. Guys, we can go to the gay bar.
Okay, but like,
thank you.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
When should we go?
Whenever you want.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We need you, obviously. Yeah. We can't just go.
You have to bring us to a safe one, too.
You don't want to go to the Eagle?
No, I mean,
what happens at the Eagle?
My other gay friend who goes out all the time told me that there's only certain bars that you can bring straight girls to that, like, people don't get mad that you're there, like that you're infiltrating their space, which I respect. But
yeah, we'll go to like a low key
one where
Pieces
I
is one of those.
Can have fun and also mingle,
not like piss anyone off.
That's Pieces.
Okay,
Pieces in the and like or Monster or like Elmo is this bar in Chelsea. So now that like there's so many gays in my company, I feel like I've been hanging out with gays a lot and like going out to these random gay places. Like on Friday when you guys were gone, like went out with the gays
See,
for a little bit.
This is great. You should bring us. I guess I was gone, but when I'm not
when
gone,
you're back. We brought a straight guy to one of the gay bars on Friday from work. He literally walked into
it's
the bar.
Sacrifice.
He got there before all the gays.
Sacrificial lamb.
No, we literally sacrificed him. He got there before all of the gays did. Had no idea it was a gay bar. Walked in, sat at the bar. These guys were like talking to him. He comes up to us. He's like, damn, guys, like everybody's so friendly here. Like, I've never been at a bar where everybody's so nice. And we were like, dude, like, this is a gay bar. And he was like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, that's really, that's so pure.
It was actually so pure and
that's
so cute.
That's so pure.
But anyway, so after the holiday party, I took everybody to pieces. And on Wednesdays, they do a drag show. So there was a drag queen. And so I woke up the next morning and I was covered in dollar bills, like all over me.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding.
They stuck to you?
Well, no, but I mean, they were like in my pockets, like on my like hoodie that I had on. Like it was a lot of dollar bills everywhere. And
how did that happen? Did you get up there with them?
I apparently tried to get up on the stage.
Of course you did.
And the drag queens weren't overly happy about it, so I heard. So I think I...
Oh, so now we can't go.
Yes, I might be banned.
So you're blacklisted?
Forever. I didn't even remember this. We came into the office the next morning, and I had, like, gone to Barry's at, like, 6 a.m. the next morning, and we were out, like, all night, but I, like, needed to go to Barry's. Like, you know, that's my thing.
You're
like,
crazy.
And everybody was down bad the next day, and I go into the office, and everybody's like, Adam, like, that was so fun. Like, we had so much fun at the gay bar. Thanks so much for bringing us out. But like, you know, I'm sorry the drag queens didn't want you to like hang out with them on the stage. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And they were like, you tried to get on the stage with the drag queens and we all threw $1 bills at you. guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month, 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Oh, no.
And they didn't like it. And
well,
so
yeah,
they
you're
kicked
taking
you
their
off.
Tips. You're taking their so, tips. You're taking their spotlight.
I guess so. I got kicked off the stage with the drag queens. They weren't a fan of me.
Wow.
But it was fun. Great time. No, like,
fun.
Tea to write home about. Maybe I can bring you guys some tea back
from Napa. I feel like Napa's going to be a very tea-filled adventure for you.
I hope so.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of wine. We know that.
And you know. You're in another state.
True. I've never been.
I haven't either. I really want to go.
I want to go to Napa. I've heard amazing things about it.
Same.
But that would involve going to LAX. And do you fly to LAX?
San Francisco, I think, right?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Katie's like, oh, I can go.
All right, perhaps I can do that.
You can make that work?
Yeah, I can make that work.
I went to San Francisco one time.
I just hate LAX.
And I really hated it. But I would go to go to Napa.
Okay.
You'll make an exception.
Yeah. Well, honestly, the reason that I hated San Francisco was because I was going to California for the first time for my cousin's wedding, and we were going for the entire week, and I was expecting to be in, like, sunny beach California. I don't know. I did no research. I just assumed that's what California was. And when we got there, it was foggy.
Yeah.
Like, gray, cold, and I was such a brat. I was like, I would have brought my winter jacket if I knew that it was going to be like this. And then we went to Lake Tahoe, and that was beautiful and warm.
Lake Tahoe is so beautiful. I want to go back there.
It was so stunning.
Oh.
Wait, Kath, how was Miami?
Yeah, we need a Miami recap.
You met some celebs, I feel like. You went for Art Basel. Who's the most famous person you saw?
I met the cast of Love Island,
the
USA.
Gals, and girls. You met Kendall.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me who I met, because honestly,
you met Kaylor, Liv, and Kendall.
Yep. So here's the thing. I watch a lot of reality TV, not as much as you guys, I don't think, but I watch a lot of reality TV. Like, I love Love is Blind and, like, things like that. But for some reason, Love Island, I cannot get into it. I don't know why. There's too many episodes.
It's a big commitment.
I just feel like it's rotting my brain. Like, no offense to people that love it. And I've heard that this season was really good. So I clearly missed out. Like, I think I really missed out by not watching it. But now it's like, whatever, I'm on to the next thing. But I saw that. So we were there and I was there with the agency contacts that work on the agency side for Amex. And they were like kind of our chaperones for the trip. And I've met them like a few times now because this is like the last activation of the year. So I've already been pretty acquainted with them and they're super sweet, like just very normal girls. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls comes over to me. She goes, "You will not believe who's here. Oh my God, it's the cast of Love Island, whatever." And for some reason, when I heard her talking about it, I think I also like had a few drinks. I was like, "Oh my God, Love is Blind." Like, I thought it was a Love is Blind cast. So I was like so pumped.
And then these aren't the people that I
turned
thought.
The corner and I was like, oh no, not
Katie's like, was I blind watching
like,
Love is Blind?
I was like, who are they? Like, I
don't recognize
to
them.
Be fair, I did recognize Kaylor. I feel like I've seen her on TikTok or something of that nature. But my sister was losing her damn mind. She was like, oh my God, because she watched in real time, loved the show, loves Love Island. She was like, I would just like die to get a photo. And it's funny because the agency girl was like, do you mind taking a picture of me with them? And I was like, absolutely. I'm on it. I'll take a picture of you.
It was like me taking my picture with Miguel.
But no, seriously, I felt like because I didn't watch the show, I didn't really like feel nervous going up to them. Mm-hmm. I walked right over to them. I'm like, hi guys, big fans of your work. Like, I don't know why I said that. Big fans of your reality TV. Do you mind if a few of us get a picture with you? And they were so nice, so normal.
Well, they let you do a whole photo shoot. Like, you sent us like four.
Yeah, complimented
options.
My dress. Like, I took some, then took some of the agency girl with them. Yeah. And they were like chatting us up. They were like, because this party was technically like pretty VIP. Like, you needed to like know someone to be there. And it was at a museum, like a museum party. And then there was that one DJ guy. I forget what his name is.
John Summit?
Literally could be anyone.
No, like a big one.
DJ guy.
So specific.
No, it was like a really good one. Chris Lake.
Oh.
Chris Lake.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Chris Lake.
Yeah, he's famous.
Anyway, so there was like a lot going on. It was an entertaining night. It was fun. The Love Island people, that was a highlight because I sent it to people that I know watch the show and I felt very cool. And yeah, that was that. I mean, it was a good trip. It was work overall, but it was nice to like get some sun. Didn't see Alex Earl. We didn't run in the same circles, understandably so. I am not a clubber. I'm not a club rat. I'm out of my club era. I don't even know if I ever really was in my club era, but like maybe like early on New York years.
No, you've always been like clubs. Bar girl.
I'm a bar girl. And I felt like, and also everything in Miami starts so late.
Yeah.
Like, people are out. I don't know how they do it. Like, I genuinely don't know. And they wear like such uncomfortable looking outfits. Like, I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
That's my review. But I do understand the appeal of living there, like snowbirds. It was so nice and warm. My skin, because I feel like I've been going through like an eczema season right now, where like, because it's so dry and so cold, that my skin like felt so like I felt so like good when I was there. I felt like no itching, no like discomfort. I'm like, wow, maybe like my skin is telling me I need to live here.
You're making me excited for my trip.
Yeah. No, you're going to,
Wait, when are you going?
In a little bit less than a month.
To Miami?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to visit my dad. You know this.
Oh, I did know. Okay. You just had to say that.
I didn't know you were going to Napa.
I thought I told you guys.
Nope.
No, you literally said that today.
That was news
to
me.
I told you.
Hey, are you wondering about my future trips?
Yeah, what we got?
Well, I thought that Miami was going to be the last one.
Okay.
But it isn't. Lo and behold.
Okay.
I'm going next week, the day before I leave for Christmas. I'm doing a quick day trip to Elon.
What?
I'm so jealous.
I'm going to Elon by myself.
For what?
I'm renting a car. I'm flying there, renting a car. I have an ad I'm filming that I pitched to the brand. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet because it's like...
Okay.
Probably not going to go live for a while. It's like one of those brands that's going to take a while to approve, but I'll tell you offline. But I always do this with brands. Like, I'll sometimes just pitch something that I know they'll probably say no.
A personal anecdote.
Yeah, I'll probably, like, you know how I like to tell stories and stuff. So I feel like sometimes my concepts are a little too big. Like, the brands are, like, usually like, okay, like, love that, but that's just not feasible in the timeline. So, like, let's just, like, simplify it a bit more. And that's usually what ends up happening because, I mean, and I get it. But I pitched to this brand. I was like, I want to go back to Elon, like, the place I went to college, and tell this story in the exact place that it happened. And, like, I'll need to fly there. Like, that'll need to be baked into the like, contract. Like, flying there, filming there, sending it. And they were like, to my surprise, they were like, yes, we love that idea. When can you go? Like, literally, we're like, yeah, you're approved.
Wait, so are you flying there or driving down to North
flying
Carolina?
Flying there, okay, good. Renting a car.
At first, I thought you said you were driving down to North Carolina.
Are you flying to Greensboro or Raleigh?
Flying to Raleigh.
This is like...
Renting a car.
Taking me back, thinking about, oh, what airport are you flying out of?
Yeah, Raleigh-Durham. Raleigh-Durham, flying out. And then I'm getting a rental car. A Hyundai, of course, because, like, that's really the only car I know how to drive these days. And then driving, I'm staying at the Elon Inn. By myself. Gosh. It was so cheap because I think all the kids have left campus or, like, have left campus. So it's going to be a ghost town with me there.
I feel like finals are probably this week and early next.
No, I'm going to be, like, crazy in my feels. Like, I'm just letting everyone know, like, there might be tears. Like,
to go on a food tour.
Because I'm going by myself. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be, like, I can do whatever I want.
Well, I really need you to validate. Or confirm or deny is probably a better phrase. If we were brainwashed into thinking the food in Elon, North Carolina was as good as we thought that it was, / still talk about to this day how good certain meals were there.
Simply Thai was our favorite place, like my favorite place at least. And that soup was life-changing. And I really feel like I'm going to, I don't know if I can eat it because I don't want to like taint that memory in my mind, you know, like if it ends up sucking compared to the soup I've eaten here.
Yeah,
I'm worried that I'm going to like tarnish the memory of the soup. So we'll see. Also, I'm like really nervous about eating by myself.
Yeah. Well, I think I can do it.
No, I think I can do it. I think I need to do it for me. Yeah. You know?
And do you have to get the summer apps?
Yeah.
I loved the summer apps. And somebody actually just was at Elon and went to Pandora's Pies. And the salad. Yes. The salad looked so good still.
All right.
And,
well, you know,
I loved the root as well.
I feel like the root, maybe it closed. Yeah, these were all like, we had really good dining, honestly. Yeah. We had great food on campus. Anyway, I will report back and let you guys know how it goes. But it's a quick trip. And then Christmas.
She's a trip girl.
Then Christmas.
I totally forgot. I have to go to Maryland on Friday.
Why?
This Friday?
For a wedding. That I forgot about.
You forgot about a wedding?
How long are you staying?
A night. Oh, wait, no. 2 nights. We're driving down Thursday.
So are you missing my Christmas party?
No, I'll be back for it. Oh. I literally was like, I need to be back for the Christmas
party. Your party's Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, oh my God, we'll probably have things to talk about after that, too.
I hope.
We need to. Yeah, your party was like my priority because
I hope my nauseating shoulder pain is gone by then.
I hope so too.
We'll give you something to fix that.
Are you inviting any nameless men? Nameless brunette men?
Yeah, well, I literally.
Like potential.
The party full says friends optional but encouraged. And I've gotten some texts being like, okay, I'm going to bring like so and so. And I was like, yeah, as long as they respond with their first and last name and have a corresponding photo to their party wall so I can do my own research before.
If this guy, wait, I have a proposition. If the man that you sent a rose to today responds.
I'll send him the invite.
Okay. Good.
Yeah,
that was easy. I thought I would have to convince you to do that. Like,
no.
If this man responds before the party, you have to invite him.
Wait, Cole, we should swipe through Hinge and like find a hot guy and be like, come to my Christmas party on Saturday at this time.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, I'm down.
Do it.
I think when you send a rose, you can't add a message.
No.
No, that's why I'm saying like this guy, like if he responds, she needs to send him.
Yeah. Oh, but finish your story about your wedding.
Yeah, sorry. You forgot about
there was
wedding.
Really no story. I totally forgot that I had this wedding and we're going on Friday night. I mean, the wedding's Friday night. We're going down to Maryland Thursday night.
Okay.
And that's that on that. And then we come back Saturday morning at crack ass of dawn.
Oh my God.
Because so obviously I'm going with Alex, and Alex has a plus one, which is his girlfriend, and it's his girlfriend's birthday on Saturday. It feels so bad. So she like has to go to her boyfriend's as a plus one to her boyfriend's friend's wedding.
On Saturday though, you'll be back by then.
We will, but like we have to stay the night Friday night.
Oh my God, she'll be traveling on her birthday.
Yeah. Eek.
Well, I guess.
All the way back to New York.
Alas, you guys have known about this wedding for a while probably, right?
We have.
Even though you forgot.
We have. We have. It'll be fun. I'm excited because it's like a lot of like college friends that I haven't seen in a while.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be a good time. But we'll see. And then I'll be back just in time for, I mean, we're leaving like first thing Saturday morning. So I'll be back in time
for Colby's soiree.
The holiday soiree.
For the party.
Oh, I'm so excited. I have the perfect outfit planned.
Wait, is there a dress code?
No.
I think just like festive, right?
Just look hot.
Whatever you want.
Festive.
Love.
I went a little too fancy last year. I'm going to dumb it down a bit. I wore like a plunging sequin gown last year.
Yeah.
I'm wearing like a mini dress and tights this year.
That's the vibe I want to go for, but I need to try it on and see how I'm feeling. Honestly, I've been around a lot of like gals who have had their period recently, and for some reason I'm like catching everyone's period when I'm not supposed to have it, and I feel disgusting.
Yeah, so. Stay away from me. I'm 3 days. I'm a ticking time bomb. Yeah. In 3 days, I'm seeing red.
Yeah. I don't know why. This morning I was like, what's going on?
The estrogen.
It's a little contagious, so I need it away from me.
Oh my God.
I need to hang out with some men.
Wait, do you guys want to hear a crazy story?
Always.
So over the weekend, I went to a birthday party, as Adam Harrison does.
Wow, what a sentence.
And who was there was none other than a friend of a friend who I've talked about on the podcast before, and who I've always said like we have a lot of chemistry.
I need to pause.
Yes.
Is this the guy that you texted your friend and asked permission? Yes. You asked for permission to hook up with him?
Correct.
Okay.
But I was drunk, and then when it actually came down to
this
him.
This is Foff.
Oh, is that what we're calling him? Foff?
That's what you called him last week.
Foff. Oh, friend of friend. You're right. Foff. This is Foff. Anyways, after I'd texted asking for permission to have sex with Foff, I decided that I didn't actually want to have sex with Foff.
Right.
Because I didn't want to be a rebound. Right. And so basically, I hadn't really seen him because I like skipped his birthday party. I was going to go to his birthday party. I don't know if I said this, but like my phone died when we went out after Friendsgiving, and like it was a whole situation. And so this is my first time seeing him in a while, especially since he was texting me that he like wanted to hook up with me or whatever. And then I was like texting him, sending him the screenshot of me asking if I could hook up with him. And so we had this whole conversation in the corner about how, because I was asking him like how his dating life's been going. Like I was like planting seeds. I was like, I wanted to like hear about what's going on. And he was like, well, I'm like talking to my ex-boyfriend tomorrow. Like I still want to have some kind of relationship with him, but like not necessarily a romantic one. And then we got into like a whole deep dive about our relationship. And
your relationship
as in
your friendship.
We've been friends for years. Everybody's always said like you guys should date.
Yeah. Okay.
And yes, like people have been trying to like set us up, and he's made moves on me, and I really haven't like reciprocated, but I had reciprocated years ago, but then he got into a relationship, and so obviously that put a pause on things. And then while he was in the relationship, he would like message me and be like, oh, things could have worked out between us, like sending like things like that. Mm-hmm. As a joke, because we were friends. And which is also so funny to think about, because like imagine Jack sending that to, let's say, like some girl that he's friends with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Wait, pause. So
this guy, man, while he was in a relationship.
Yes. Was texting you.
Yes.
Saying like this could have been us, like blah blah blah.
This could be us, but you plan.
Yeah.
Literally.
While he's in a relationship. But that being said, I did instigate it. Like I would like reply to his stories and be like, I don't know, I'd say something flirtatious, you know?
So. When he was in a relationship.
Correct.
Yeah. You're going to hell.
Yeah. You are going to hell. I don't think that would be funny.
Everyone listening, don't do that. Yeah. You played with fire.
I'm really toxic.
Yeah, so I can't imagine Jack doing that.
Or I wouldn't think it was funny.
Because he would never do that. Thank God. My heart could not handle it.
Well, in my head while I was telling the story, I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. Like, imagine the reverse scenario, and like Jack is texting some girl being like, could have been us.
Yeah, but I would never recover.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Anyways.
You're a home wrecker.
I didn't wreck any homes. Nothing happened.
Hey, are they together?
He didn't have to reply to me.
He could have blocked.
He could have blocked me.
But you're friends.
But we're friends, so he didn't.
Okay, so you guys were talking about your relationship in the
corner. Talking about our relationship, and he was like, the only reason I haven't pursued you harder, like, while I'm in this kind of, like, while I'm single now, because he had been single at this point for, like, 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, they had broken up, like, a month ago. He was like, the only reason I haven't pursued you harder is because I know, one, you don't want to be a rebound, and I don't necessarily think I'm, like, ready to dive right back into a relationship. And I guess it's just one. I don't think there was a two or three or four. You know, there's just that.
Just that. Thing.
Just that one.
Bolded, underlined.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be a rebound. Like, if we end up being something, like, I want to you to take me on a date. Like, that's the situation that's going to happen here. And so he was like, yeah. He was like, we were talking about our future. And he was like, you check all my boxes, minus, like, this one, like, making little jokes. And yeah.
Okay, and so how did it end?
So are you interested or not? Because I thought
before you were like, I'm not. No, I am, but I don't want to, like, I am, kind of, but I don't want to, like, be a rebound.
You want him to take you on a date.
Yeah.
If he texted you right now and was like, let's go on a date next week, you would go?
Probably not, because I would need him to, like, have some time. Like, maybe at, like, the 3 month mark post his breakup.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Because he's
okay.
Still sad.
Yeah, yeah. So you want him to, like, take his time.
Yeah, he needs to, like, get over it. And he needs to
grieve.
But you definitely don't want to, like, just, like, hook up with him.
No, not right interested now. At all.
Okay.
I mean, he tried that, and I was like, no, like, I'm not hooking up with you.
You didn't actually do that, because you asked permission to hook up with him and then sent him a screenshot of a text of you asking permission.
Buckle me. Did I hook up with him?
No.
I didn't.
But words are just words.
I could see why.
Words are just why words. Why he
thinks that you would be down for that.
Oh, I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, you are like Mr. Mixed Signals right now. My God.
Guys, I am the red flags that we talk about on this podcast.
Get under the table with the 12 grapes.
Balled up into a person.
Yeah.
Adam's do you only have to have 12 grapes?
Oh, how many was it?
I don't remember.
I thought it was like, shove as many in your mouth as you can.
I think it was like 12 or 14.
Colby and I were storing for winter.
Yeah.
How many did you eat?
A lot. Have you seen the video?
How many grapes...
I'm never ever
under
doing that
table,
again.
Under table, do you eat 12?
Like one for each month, I guess. Makes sense.
We were choking on them.
12 grapes represent the 12 months of the year.
It was so not sexy.
Wait, so that's probably why it didn't work, because you didn't eat 12.
We did too little.
Or too
well,
many.
Maybe I had 16.
Hmm.
So my luck will carry into 2025.
I'm dead. Do we have a question? We can wrap with a little cue.
We do. This one, you guys are going to be really good at answering, and I might not be good at answering.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Katie, Colby, and Adam, I love you guys. This is not a dating/relationship affiliated question, so if it's not on the podcast, that's fine. But if you respond with Rex, I'd really appreciate it. I really trust your y'all's knowledge of the city as people who've lived there more than random social media people. Or posts. Anyway, I'm going to New York in January on a solo trip to make the gay pilgrimage and see some Broadway shows. Did you make a gay pilgrimage to the city?
No, I'm like a horrible guy. So
yeah,
there
well,
was
he
no
wants
gay
to see Broadway.
I feel like you did come and go to the Pride Parade like one time before I moved here.
Yeah, with me.
I didn't just like come up to the city, that we were interning in the city, and Julia dragged us to the Pride Parade. She hosted a pregame, and that was the first time I had met all of the Elon girls was the Pride Parade. And then I made out with all of Katie's friends, and that's how everything started.
And that's how
that was your pilgrimage.
That was my gay pilgrimage. Was you making out with a bunch of straight girls.
Where were you living at that point?
Remember, I got my internship super last minute, so I was actually living in the Bronx, like up by Manhattan College with my friend who went there for like a week, and then I was like, I don't feel safe here, so then I moved to Murray Hill.
So you made the pilgrimage from either the Bronx or Murray Hill to Greenwich Village.
Correct.
That's the gay pilgrimage.
You guys could host a pregame in the apartment that you had when you interned here.
We had like 12 people in that space, surprisingly.
In your bedroom?
Well, remember we were like out on
the fire escape.
Yeah, the fire escape.
Was where we primarily spent time because we had no space.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm coming to New York in January on a solo trip, and I'm going to see some Broadway shows. I've been to the city many times, but not solo. Where are some good, cheap places to get coffee, bagels, drinks, and food? I can do many things on my own, but I hate sitting down at a restaurant by myself. And if you have any recommendations to go shopping exclusive to the city, specifically for men, that would be really fun too. I'll obviously be in the theater district, so anything near there, I'm all for. Thanks for keeping my spirits up on Fridays and for creating a chill, comfort-filled podcast. Y'all are the best. XOXO.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, this is really sweet.
It's actually a good question because people always ask us for Rex in the DMs.
I like this angle of like he's coming solo.
Yeah.
So wear something like somewhere you can kind of grab and go, maybe sit in a park or something, like something not.
Cole, what was our itinerary for when we ate bagels in Washington Square Park?
Yeah, Brooklyn Bagel, I was going to say, is my favorite.
That was so good.
They have a couple of locations.
Yeah, I feel like you should grab a bagel and sit in the park if the temperature allows.
Yeah.
Bring a nice big coat.
Well, also, if you go down around Washington Square Park, which is also a nice walk for you, that'd probably be like a 30, 45 minute walk from.
Or subway. You can take the subway
or too. Or take the subway from Theater District to Washington Square Park. And then you can go to Brooklyn Bagels. You can get a bagel. You can go sit in Washington Square Park. The tree's there, so you can see the Christmas tree. And
where is Monkey Bar? Is that near there?
Yeah, it's near the Theater District. I feel like I want to go there.
So good.
He should go to Monkey Bar and get a bar seat.
Yeah.
There's some really cool people that go there too. You might like make some friends. Also, it's like very dark, like dimly lit.
Yeah.
So you won't be like feeling weird if you're there by yourself. And I feel like a lot of people go by themselves and sit at the bar there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Monkey Bar. It's a hard res to get though, so work on it in advance.
You can probably walk in if you're just one person, I feel like, maybe.
True, for the bar seat. For the bar. Yeah.
Or go early when they open and wait for a bar seat. There's also a gorgeous, massive boucherie up by there.
And it's all decked out for Christmas right now. It has like all these lights. I drove by it.
I would also recommend Bellamy's Bar at the Carlisle. They have live music, and that would be a good spot to go have a drink and feel festive. If you want a bagel by Central Park, I would say to go to Tall Bagels. Honestly, you asking for cheap places, if you find any, seriously, send them my way. But
wait, where even is Theater District? Is that like Hell's Kitchen?
No, it's like by my office.
Like Bryant Park?
You could try and go to Din Tai Fung, but it's really hard to get a reservation. I just recently went and it was incredible.
Wait, he should go to like Hell's Kitchen or Chelsea. He's a gay.
Yeah, those were all the gay bars are.
Right? He's a gay.
Flaming Saddle. That's the only gay bar I've been to.
I've never even been to Flaming Saddle.
Can you tell that Adam doesn't take us out? Because that's the only gay bar I've been to, and it wasn't even with him.
I will say my work gays love Flaming Saddle, and they go a lot. Okay. Oh, Industry Bar is one that I've been to a bunch of times. It's right across the street from Flaming Saddle, so you can go to Industry Bar or Flaming Saddles for like a drink before going out. And then if you want something crazy, you can go to this club called Verse, which is a sex club, but it's normal during normal hours.
What are normal hours?
When's normal hours? Like during the day?
Up until like 1 a.m. And then I think it becomes like witching hour after 1 a.m.
Oh, that's so crazy.
If you want something really crazy, go to Verse. Or if you want something even crazier, go to Griffin, which is where I told the story of how I was just getting passed around. Like, what did I describe myself as? I don't even know.
A passed app, but
like a pinball machine.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I was getting passed all around the Griffin. The thing about the Griffin is you walk in, you take your shirt off, and the rest is history. You're going to have a great night. So you can go there. If you want something a little bit more chill, Rise Bar is also really great. And you could totally go to Rise Bar alone. They have like a bar. You can sit at the bar. You can listen to good pop music. They have a DJ, so you can like probably make some friends. And I feel like people are generally friendly there. So those are your bar recommendations for a solo bar outing in the gay area.
What about shopping that's exclusive to the city, specifically for men?
Ooh, where's that like men's thrift store that I like that's by a little cupcake bake shop on Prince Street? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Shoot.
I know Prince Street. I know Little Cupcake Bake Shop, but I don't know about men's thrift shopping.
Oh, my God. Where is it? It's a Little Cupcake Bake Shop, which you can also go. Colby loves Little Cupcake Bake Shop.
I do love Little Cupcake Bake Shop.
Get her a birthday cake
there every year.
You should go there, honestly, and get like a cupcake.
Yeah.
Wait, or Magnolia.
Get like two slices of cake.
In my phone, I wasn't even thinking. I typed gay thrift shops was the search bar.
What came up?
That's not what I meant.
If you do go to Little Cupcake Bake Shop, my personal favorites are the strawberry shortcake and the banana chocolate chip cake.
So freaking good.
Okay, found it. Okay, this is a thrift shop that I really like. It's kind of secondhand. It's like basically the Real Real. And they have a men's and a women's, and they're both right around the corner from each other. But it's called Ina.
How do you spell it?
I-N-A.
Ooh.
I guess it's a consignment shop, technically. I feel like I use consignment and thrift shop interchangeably.
It's like designer.
Yeah.
But and like...
It's like, yeah.
Reasonable.
Pre-love designer stuff.
I see.
And you can find really good deals there. And it's also right around the corner from Little Cupcake Bake Shop. It's actually on the same street, on Prince Street.
Divine.
And if you want a slice, Prince Street Pizza. It'll run you $8.
Prince Street Pizza. Worth it. Yeah, honestly, so much to do.
Oh.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I know any other. Like, everything's expensive.
I've been craving pizza recently. I'm going to have to indulge soon.
You should. Oh, my God. Two other restaurants that I really love that are kind of close to the theater district and actually, like, pretty cheap is if you like Indian food, there's this restaurant called Bengal Tiger. Insane. So good. And then if you like Vietnamese food, there's this place called O Bao, which is in Hell's Kitchen.
How do you spell that?
O-B-A-O.
Yep.
I've
been there.
Oh, you have?
I've been there. I think we went together.
Oh, we probably did. Oh, like well, back so when good. Yeah, back there. In the day when you lived there.
Back in the day.
I think that summarizes my recs, though. Food
for dinner.
I think we gave this person enough recs for like weeks. So
I just feel like spit out like a lot.
I feel like they're all set. I mean, yeah.
If you want Thai food, go to Thai Villa. It's my favorite.
That is a good one.
What's
Wait, where's
favorite?
That restaurant that I went to in Columbus Circle that is like overhyped, but I actually liked it?
Bad Roman.
Another decent one. And they also have a bar. And the bartender's gay. And
hey, there might be multiple bartenders.
One of the bartenders is a gay.
I mean, the thing is, if you just get like a bar seat, you won't really need to talk to people. Like, unless you want to. Like, it won't be awkward.
Yeah.
Sitting at a table, for one, that's why I'm stressed about going to Elon and eating alone. Because it's like, sitting at a bar by yourself is like sexy, cool, mysterious.
Especially in New York, people do that all the time.
All the time.
I love sitting
but
at a bar.
Sitting at a table, it's like you honestly like need to bring a book, I feel like. Otherwise, people like start feeling bad for you.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing about Elon. Now thinking about it, there isn't a bar to go sit at most places.
Fuck.
Katie, you'd be sitting in the Thai restaurant at a table.
I'm bringing a book.
There's not going to be anyone there.
Yeah, true. Honestly, I might have the whole restaurant to myself, so I think I'll be okay.
A dream.
I'll eat in my car.
There you go. Yeah.
No,
like a loner.
Eat there.
No, I'm gonna face my fears and eat by myself.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited to hear how it goes and hoping for the best for you.
Adam's sick of me.
And your solo trip. I'm not sick of you at all. Honestly, I want to go.
To Elon?
He's never been.
I've never been. Yeah.
Fuck.
You can show me Stumble and all the old lore.
I'll FaceTime you while I'm there.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, we can go again. We're definitely going back again. Yeah. I know people keep saying we're not going back.
Can we go
back
for homecoming?
Maybe.
Yeah.
COVID's like now, which is fair.
Well, that's so far away. Maybe I'll do like literally in a year.
Maybe I'll do my future bachelorette on Elon homecoming and that will be my bachelorette.
Don't do that.
Can you imagine my bachelorette to Elon? Everyone's going to be so mad at me.
I think that's where we need to cut.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Bachelorette at Elon, girl.
Uh-huh.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me. And I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up. And they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.